Good Day program. It is a good day. It's Friday.
Hey,
things are growing well here. By the way, in case you didn't know it, this radio program is kind of a big deal. Roberta Fasanelli is kind of a big deal.
I'm a big deal.
Yeah, she is. Ken Kessler is a big deal. Rich McFadden is a big deal. And, of course, the host of the program is a pretty big deal as well. In case you didn't realize that.
I'm the biggest deal of all, though.
Yeah, I know you are, Richie. Yeah.
It's getting taller.
Yeah, bigger. Taller. Yeah, right, exactly. And you keep believing all of that stuff, and you'll be in fine shape. All right, so how many people have even remembered, in addition to this weekend being the Super Bowl, it is Groundhog Day.
Who cares?
Oh, that's right.
Super Bowl Sunday is
Groundhog wearing a helmet.
Day. Is the Super Bowl wearing a... I mean, the groundhog is wearing a helmet? There are a lot of people...
He should be.
...who are throwing things around. Why should he be? Why are you so negative about...
You know what?
What?
Last year, was it last year he was wrong?
Yeah?
Last year he was way wrong.
Way wrong.
And he just, you know what? I get tired of all the pomp and circumstance about this rat.
It's a woodchuck,
Richie.
It's going
to be in early spring.
He's a woodchuck.
And then we get cold for another 6 weeks. Stay in your hole.
Stay in your hole.
Yeah, plug the hole.
I got a kick out of all of the...
poison the hole.
I got these emails. I got so many of them. I guess I have to acknowledge at least one of them because they all said the same thing. All right. So Groundhog Day and the State of the Union occurring in the same week. This is an ironic juxtaposition of events. One involves a meaningless ritual in which we look at an insignificant creature of little intelligence or prognostication. The other involves a groundhog. If I got that once, I got that 15 times from people this past week. All right. So anyway, Groundhog Day.
That's
right. We have Mr. Punxsutawney Phil.
They have a fake one in D.C. now.
Really?
He's called Potomac Paul or something like
that.
Because they want to, you know, get in on the action and make some money.
You know what? But I'm tired of the Groundhog Day movie trailer that we always play on Groundhog Day.
Remember that's the when best I went... thing to come out of Groundhog Day.
You think
movie.
So?
Yeah. That's a great movie.
Yeah.
I mean, don't you think it gets overused?
That's the only thing that's good to come out of. I'm tired of the rat.
Hmm. It's not a rat, Richie.
Whatever.
Some people think it's a squirrel. It's a woodchuck.
Shoot it. Eat it.
Where's Roberta? She'll be right there. Roberta would love to have
Let's eat the rat. Let's get rid of the stupid holiday and eat the rat.
Well, it isn't even a holiday.
With barbecue sauce on it. It is in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Well, you're sure right about that.
Remember we sent you there one year and they stuffed you in a closet to broadcast from?
That was really what a day.
That was nice.
Right. And only when you go down there, it's 2 minutes and it's over. You know, all of this pomp and circumstance, I think we still have that affiliate, as a matter of fact.
No, we do.
Yeah. But all the pomp and circumstance, I mean, it's good for tourism and all that other
shoot
stuff.
Shoot the rat.
So let's see here if I can. It was first done in 1887 at Gobbler's Knob. In 1913, saw its shadow at 8:08 a.m., it was the first time there's a newspaper photo of the groundhog. How many different groundhogs do you suppose they've had since 1887? And who was the guy who came up with this? Punxsutawney Phil is a character that apparently was recreated by the Rotary Club. And KDKA, which is a radio station in Pittsburgh not far away, has managed to have fun with this over the years as well.
Hey, you've been there before. Is it kind of like when you go to SeaWorld and you see the whale show, and then you go to the little food stand across the thing, and they have like whale chicken nugget things?
Yeah, it's all it's. I don't want to say this to be offensive.
The restaurant has like gopher nuggets for sale.
Yeah,
and
it's
stuff.
Not a big. It really isn't. Isn't it? It's big for them, but. It involves the night before and the week before and the day long. But the thing actually only comes out of the ground and lasts for 2 minutes.
Right. It's a reason to have a party.
That's all.
Which is the great part about
it. And most of them, I would say this lovingly, many of the officials that were involved in this had plenty of
spirit.
Prohibitive breath at that hour in the morning, shall we say. Yeah, you can tell. That they'd been schnapsing it for a while.
But that's the reason to go.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Other items of interest here that people ought to know about or be talking about today. Veterans Affairs evaluators have concluded that Aaron Alexis, remember him? He was the Navy Yard gunman. The doctors have said he had no mental health issues. Uh-huh. The doctors were convinced that he was A-OK. Uh-oh. That still does not explain how he was vetted and he was hired by the same outfit that hired Snowden. Or they have this contract with the government, and they have gone through in the last year or two like 600,000 job applicants, and apparently they haven't done anything. It's a big hoax.
They're going to sue. That company is being sued
by the feds.
To the bejesus.
Yeah, right.
They are not going to be. Hey, if you were smart and lived in Washington, D.C. and were looking for a new company, that would be the new company to open, because this one's going to be closed in the next year.
Yeah. All right. Next item of interest, the Justice Department. You were asking about this, whether it was Roberta asked about whether it was a local, a state case or a federal case. Justice Department seeking the death penalty against the Boston Marathon bomber, who is, what, 19, 20? How old is he? 21?
Right about that.
Yeah, very young. Waiting trial on charges that he and his older brother orchestrated the attack that killed those three people last year. 260 others were injured in the April. Is that amazing? We're only 2 months away from Boston Marathon again. Isn't that amazing?
Did you see the story last week where some states don't know what to do with the death penalty because of this mess that they had last week with the guy they did in Texas?
Well, they don't have, right.
So the drugs, they're like, we can't get the drugs to work properly.
I got the solution. I told you what to do.
Some states are looking at bringing back the shooting squad.
Well, that's all right. Firing squad. That's what I think.
Yeah, firing squad.
That under the circumstances, if you sedate the person, there's no cruel and unusual punishment because they don't feel anything anyway. They're asleep. So you shoot them after you put them to sleep. I don't see why people thought. They sent me an email last week. You crude, crass bastard! How do you figure that? The guy's asleep. So what difference is that? You're not going to feel anything.
You just drug him up and you put him up against the wall, and then the guy's like, "Hey,
you don't even put him up against the wall. You shoot him in his bed." Why would you put him up against the wall?
That's really messy, Doug.
Well, so somehow or other you wrap him in sheets or something. But, I mean, this is
why did you just get the mafia to come in from Jersey and take care of it?
And, by the way, there was another story last night floating around, and I can't remember where. Well, I know it was. This is how hard up I was last night. I was watching Greed TV. There's a show on called Greed. It focuses on people who historically in our country either are or have done outrageous things in the name of money.
Oh,
like Eli Manning and you know, that sort of thing ought to be on it. This was the story of a funeral home. I think it was in Minneapolis. The guy was taking pretty much everybody that came through the funeral home and hacking it up, harvesting bones and tissue and selling them on the black market. And this would make a difference whether you were diseased, you got cancer. It made a difference, just taking everything. And they would put plastic PVC pipe in the body to replace the bones that they hacked out of the body.
Wow.
And they're showing the x-rays of these dead bodies. And yeah, I mean, after you're dead, what the hell difference does it make? But under the circumstances, it really was gruesome to look at the extent to which these people would go to chop up bodies that were riddled with all kinds of horrible diseases. And they'd be eating lunch while they were doing it.
Yeah. You do anything long enough, and you just get immune to the surroundings. That's we talk about cops who here in D.C. There was a woman and her father. The father was 70 some years old. Went to buy his daughter a laptop.
Yeah.
Out in the parking lot, had a heart attack and fell to the ground. Ooh. Right across the street was a firehouse. The woman ran across to the firehouse to try and get somebody to help her.
Yeah.
No.
They were on lunch.
No, they just sat there with their arms crossed on the firehouse wall and could not help.
Because
they said, well, they were following protocol. You have to call 911 or else we could get in trouble.
Yeah.
So they call 911 and the ambulance comes from a different firehouse, goes 26 blocks in the wrong direction, goes to the wrong quadrant in D.C. Don't have to tell you the guy dies.
Brilliant. Yeah.
So now every politician in Washington, D.C. is saying this was wrong.
I'd be shooting off a letter to my lawyer. If that were the case.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt. But it just goes to show you, in any business, you get hardened to the situations around you, and it just, you know, it's sad.
All right, Meredith says, I sound like I'm getting too excited. I need to calm down. So calm down for a minute. We'll have a couple of important...
Meredith is our program director for the show.
She's the unpaid consultant.
Yeah. Yes, be happy that's day. Right.
All right, anyway, so it's 17 after. This is a good day.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Granger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Granger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Granger catalog and all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This year, Guitar Center turns 50. 50! From the British Invasion to Britpunk, hair metal to hip-hop, Guitar Center has been there, helping all musicians feel the greatest feeling on earth. And to celebrate, this weekend they have 50 amazing special anniversary deals for $50 or less. Like a $120 Pearl snare drum, now just $50. Or turn your iPhone into a full-blown workstation with an iRig MIDI interface for iOS devices, also just $50. Get these deals and tons more at Guitar Center this weekend only, Thursday through Sunday.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Really?
No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes out of that. It was Boston.
Watch what happens when I need something for business. Say my laptop just died.
OfficeMax has laptops, tablets, and printers that are perfect for you.
How'd she know? And why is this report in black and white?
OfficeMax has most major brands of ink and toner at the lowest prices guaranteed.
Okay, I'll go. Right after I clean up these files.
OfficeMax has cloud storage, so you can be productive on the road.
Isn't she amazing?
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at OfficeMax, all at great prices. Restrictions apply. See storeofficemax.com for details.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. So how could extradition work? How could it play out in the Amanda Knox case?
This is how it plays out. She gets extradited. We bomb Italy and get her back. That's how it works.
I don't see that happening, frankly.
There's no way.
I don't see it happening either.
John Kerry would be hung. He would be put in front of the firing squad.
You want to see a quick end to the Democratic Party?
Yep.
Next election, let them pull that off or try to pull that off. No, it doesn't happen. This is the Doug Steffen. Where'd the music go? Why'd you stop the music? 21 past the hour. Keep the music coming.
Keep it coming.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com. TerraGanix.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro EM1 from TerraGanix. Life's getting better.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
At 24 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, with now the top five songs from this week in 1988. Back to the number of five. I sort of vaguely, Kenny, remember we always go to Kenny for the musical stuff because he's a pretty good librarian of the musical tastes over the last 30 years or so. Exposé, I don't remember them much at all. I don't remember them at all. What's their story?
They had a handful of hits, late 80s, early 90s.
Where are they from? A southern group?
I don't remember much either. They don't sound like a southern group, no.
They're from Miami.
Really? Oh, yeah.
So they're from Miami.
They can go that far south, yeah.
Seasons Change, anyway, is the name of the song. I kind of think this is a song been recorded by somebody else. Do I hear the rhythm? Let me crank it up a second. I remember the song. There's a lilting melody of it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. All right, listen to this. All right, number four this week in 1988, belonged to Michael Jackson. Good dance song.
That's some good stuff here.
The Way You Make Me Feel.
Kiss me, baby, and tell me why. That you're the one for me. The way you make me feel.
Good stuff.
Yep, 88. Probably the height of his being accepted in general terms, isn't it? Late 80s.
When did his problems start? When did the whole Macaulay Culkin start?
It started around the time he burned his hair. When he get crazy after that?
He did get crazy after that because that's when he got addicted to the
painkillers.
Painkillers.
Yeah.
Right. Which was somewhere right around here, late 80s.
Yeah. All right. We obviously don't remember. I like this group and always have. The Bangles are number three.
Bangles, that's the Susanna Hall group, right, Ken?
Right.
She was featured on Yahoo, kind of like the Where Are They Now
stories. She was really hot, if I remember.
She is incredibly beautiful.
Yeah.
And she still is.
Nice way of putting it.
She's hot. Her eyes are just, they pop right out of her.
Really?
She's beautiful. So, but kind she's, I don't know, my age, hot, upper 40s now.
Wow, old.
She looks like she's 25 still.
Yeah.
She's great.
Kind of like Roberta, you mean.
Exactly.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. What do you mean, thanks? I just gave you a compliment. You're like 60 years old, and you don't look a day over 59.
Thank you, Doug.
Hey. Whoa. Yeah. Hot.
You know how to get the ladies.
I sure do.
Something.
Right.
When I walk down a Decatur with Roberta in New Orleans,
yeah,
all the guys are looking at me. There's one lucky guy.
Really?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I didn't say that when I'm walking with it. Hi, that was number three, the Bangles, from this week in 1988. This is Tiffany with number two. I remember this song. I kind of remember her. I don't remember this song at all, though, Kenny. Every
day of my life. Yeah, she was part of the mall singing.
Right. That's what I was just about to say.
Right.
She toured the malls, and all the teeny boppers went crazy over her.
That was it.
Yeah.
You know who I confused her
She's
with?
She's on some show now, though.
It was a really good-looking woman who had beautiful long brown hair and deep eyes. Taylor Dane. You remember her?
Yeah.
Why do I confuse Tiffany with Taylor Dane?
You shouldn't.
Okay. I just wanted to be sure.
There's nothing to confuse there.
Yeah, okay. All right. Number one for this week in 1988.
One of the best concerts I've ever seen.
In Excess.
Great show.
Need You Tonight. Number
Too bad
one.
He killed himself.
So there they are. Yeah. All the top five songs this week in 1988 for your listening and dancing pleasure here on Good Day.
Women's History Month is coming up, and I'm ready with a great book called Feminine Ingenuity. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Let's start with a lady who invented a machine that makes the flat bottoms of paper bags. Margaret Knight worked in a bag factory in New Hampshire, and she just got tired of all that folding and gluing by hand, and she hated paper cuts. Knight got quite a compliment from the lady she worked with in that factory right after the Civil War. They said she had a keener eye than any man in the world, and a keener business sense, too. Knight patented her fancy-dancy paper folder, negotiated a deal with the factory, and saved up $25,000. Lots of women have created amazing inventions. The water fountain for a sink, a tolerable corset, even a wartime private radio signal thought up by actress Hedy Lamarr. And reading the book Feminine Ingenuity, How Women Inventors Changed America, makes you feel like you can do just about anything. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Robitussin Cough Aquence number 17, Unexpected Turbulence.
Hello, this is your... Captain, we're number in line for takeoff. Our flight time today will be hours, and we're expecting a ride all the way.
Coughs are disruptive, but you can always be prepared. Robitussin TM Max now comes in a new liquid-filled capsule. Nothing provides more powerful cough relief. Robitussin, don't suffer the cough consequences. Among leading branded non-drowsy OTC cough suppressants, use as directed.
I don't like sit-down dinners. I don't go to sit-down strikes. I like standing room only. And I don't ride bikes.
This pretty bad song is by a guy with pretty bad hemorrhoids. He needs Preparation H relief with a power of two. First, use fast-acting Preparation H medicated wipes, then longer-lasting Preparation H maximum strength cream.
Let's sit together on the porch swing.
Preparation H. Don't stand for hemorrhoids. Use as directed. Look for Preparation H at Walmart.
We are the premier independent talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Program 33 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, as we check out things that are interesting and important things for you to know today. Roberta Fasanelli here captivating the crowd with her wonderful mind and beautiful being. And Rich McFadden is here at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler monitoring social media, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. What is going on at Good Day, Kenny? What do we have for the
Good Eye?
Good day. What do we have that's cooking?
A couple comments. We were talking earlier about Yahoo and their problems with their email accounts being hacked.
Yep.
And posted about that and how often, and they're asking people to change their password. So how often do you change your password? And Gretchen and everybody is saying that they just did when they saw this story.
Really?
Gretchen
good.
Said just did it to be on the
good.
Safe side. Brad, Davina. And another Brad all just changed their passwords.
Good for them. Good. We're glad to be of service. At least 92 nuclear force officers. This number keeps getting bigger. First number
crazy.
Was 34.
Yeah.
And then it was 40-something. And then it was 50. Now it's 92 of these officers implicating in a cheating scandal. According to the Air Force, these officers have been accused of cheating on monthly proficiency tests to ensure that they know how to maintain and launch nuclear missiles. This is wonderful. May you all sleep better tonight knowing this is going
What's
on.
What's this button do?
Yeah. All of them are at the same Air Force base in Montana. It was originally 17, then 34, then 47, then 54, then 67, then 79, now 92, pretty much all of them are involved now in a further investigation. This is a widespread problem. Defense Secretary Hagel has summoned 15 of his top Air Force, Navy, and nuclear mission leaders to the Pentagon to discuss solutions for the cheating problem. How about you fire their asses and put new people in there and make sure it has to have been too easy? Where's the supervision? Where's the management?
There's a pattern here. There had to have been some pattern shared between all 92 of them on how they cheated.
Yeah.
Hey, Bob, do you know that if you do this, you'll have all the answers for that? And so what is it? And what was wrong with the testing system that they all could cheat so easily, and at this one place?
Mm. Okay, your tax dollars at work. There is a video that has been produced to promote the new health care. You're going to love this, Roberta.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't even a video. It was a performance, Kenny. I think I first thought it was a video, but it turns out to have been a performance by Richard Simmons someplace hired by the administration. He got paid $1.37 million come show up to promote the benefits of the insurance law, which is basically all it is. It's an insurance law. It's not anything to do with health care. It's insurance. It's about getting insurance. So he gets paid $1.37 million. I don't even know, and I can't find out. I just saw it out of the corner of my eye, and I asked Michael to dig around. Richie, maybe you can. It just popped into my head just now, as a matter of fact, when I was thinking about how the government wastes so much money. My God. And then you've got stories like this. We carry a story at DougStephan.com today about a Salt Lake City elementary school that yesterday, if you can believe that there are people this stupid who are involved in academics and administration, I mean, that is the only way you can possibly read taking meals away from 40 students at an elementary school in Salt Lake City because the students had run out of money in their cafeteria accounts. So the principal comes in and takes the students' lunches away from them and throws them in the trash.
I mean, actually took them out of their hands.
Out of their hands.
Wow. Yeah.
That's what amazed me. I mean, really?
You can tell some more of the story if you want to, Roberta. I'm just looking. I see
well,
my parents
get. Apologize.
Well,
they
so what?
Right. Still, you know, it's
they
like,
should be. Whoa. They should be in the
they should all be fired
with the
exactly.
Air Force guys.
Yeah, absolutely. And
you
today.
Know, it's funny. We'll get an email, my wife and I, if our kid's account goes under. It's, they have a
what
number.
Happened to paying for your lunch as you go? I used to pay a quarter every day, and that was it.
That? No. You have a card. Account. You put $50 on it, and they just, at the cash register, they punch in their PIN number, and it gets debited against their account.
Wait a minute. They said that the lunches were thrown away due to safety and sanitation reasons?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, the way this worked is, as they went through the line, everybody got their lunch. And they get to the end of the line where the computerized register is, and every kid whose account was below what it needed to be, they took the lunch back. But then since they had given the lunch to a child, they weren't allowed to give it to somebody else, so they threw it away.
Jeez.
Instead of taking it out and giving it to a homeless person.
Yeah, somebody else who could use it. Man, these people, they just don't.
Or sending a note home with the child to their parents.
Please take care of me.
Yeah. There are no notes that go home. You get emails.
Well, whatever.
I get 3 emails a day from my kids' school, teachers, whatever, the lunchroom.
Okay, I'm beginning to. Do I sound like I'm beginning to lose my cool? I'm beginning to lose it. Now you can tell I'm feeling better.
All right, here, you want to feel better? Hold on a second. There's Richard Simmons.
There's a lot more to come.
This is it?
Pull it back.
Yeah.
So is it a video?
Yes.
It was an 8-hour stream.
An 8-hour stream?
Relevant walking.
Yeah.
And what do they do with it? Where'd it go? Just up online and YouTube?
I'm not sure where it went. It was something with beloved California. For California's
so is California who paid for this and not the feds?
Yeah.
Yes, the California Obamacare exchange, it says here.
Great.
Yeah.
$1.37 million. Is that I have the right number, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Good God.
I'm glad you live in California.
Come from. I love being in California because my children are there. And I tell you something, I miss Charlotte. I've not been away from Charlotte this long. I don't think I've ever been away from Charlotte this long, frankly. And it's beginning to bother me. Every time I turn around, I'm looking for, where is she? And she's not here, so.
Aww.
Anyway, I'm going to pause for a second. And then a couple of other things that will make you crumple. If you haven't crumpled already under the weight of some of this crazy stuff that's going on.
We'll tell you how we can beat the Russians.
Yeah, right. Okay, we're going to get the Russians next on Good Day.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Introducing our new spring seasonal, Sam Adams Cold Snap.
Oh, that's really nice.
It's got a lot of flavor.
It says springtime.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's very smooth. Cold Snap is light and refreshing. So this beer has 10 different ingredients. You have this really nice, complex spice and fruit flavor to it.
Wow.
It's got a lot going on.
I like the name, too, Cold Snap. It's like we're kind of snapping out of that season.
Yeah, this is my kind of beer.
Crisp, refreshing, and
refreshing is the best word.
Delicious.
Sam Adams Cold Snap. Enjoy it while it's here.
Must be a pretty awesome athlete. Responsive.
If you've got a pre-owned GM vehicle, you test drove it, right? And if your car is OnStar, why not test drive it too? Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. You'll get help in a crash, turn-by-turn directions, roadside assistance, and monthly diagnostic checks, all at no cost or obligation. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped pre-owned and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
Good news on housing. Thousands of low to middle income adults finally get the home ownership boost they need. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Americans are living their dream of owning a home thanks to LIFT programs, a collaboration between NeighborWorks America and Wells Fargo. The innovative multi-market LIFT programs have helped over 5,000 Americans become homeowners by providing vital home buyer education and millions of dollars in down payment assistance. NeighborWorks America's CEO Eileen Fitzgerald.
Successful homeownership means having a trusted advisor to help navigate the home buying process whenever questions come up along the way. With Wells Fargo, our LIFT collaboration is fostering home ownership while revitalizing neighborhoods.
Wells Fargo Vice President and LIFT Programs Manager Kim Smith-Moore.
We've made good progress and continue to provide resources and funds at our LIFT events to help transform lives and neighborhoods through home ownership.
For a program near you, log on to neighborhoodlift.com.
Watch what happens when I need something for business. Say my laptop just died.
OfficeMax has laptops, tablets, and printers that are perfect for you.
How'd she know? And why is this report in black and white?
OfficeMax has most major brands of ink and toner at the lowest prices guaranteed.
Okay, I'll go. Right after I clean up these files.
OfficeMax has cloud storage, so you can be productive on the road.
Isn't she amazing?
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at OfficeMax, all at great prices. Restrictions apply. See storeofficemax.com for details.
This year, Guitar Center turns 50. 50! From the British invasion to Britpunk, hair metal to hip-hop, Guitar Center has been there, helping all musicians feel the greatest feeling on earth. And to celebrate, this weekend they have 50 amazing special anniversary deals for $50 or less. Like a $120 Pearl snare drum, now just 50 bucks. Or turn your iPhone into a full-blown workstation with an iRig MIDI interface for iOS devices, also just 50 bucks. Get these deals and tons more at Guitar Center this weekend only, Thursday through Sunday.
Getting ready for that spring home makeover? Then get the hottest flooring styles for less at Lumber Liquidators Exotic Flooring Sale. Get hand-scraped exotic Brazilian cherry, hard-to-find acacia, and more, all on sale. You could pay $5.89 a square foot for Brazilian redwood at other stores, but we've got it for $3.99. That's 32% less. Plus, get high-quality laminates from 49 cents and special financing. Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before these deals get away.
Minimum monthly payment required. Financing subject to credit approval.
16 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Okay, this would be the time when I would, it's stream of consciousness stuff. When Richie and I were just talking about a couple of different things, and I'm looking out the window at my cows in the front pasture because I'm still on the farm, and a cow died last night, and the cows are standing around where the cow was. And one of the things that happens, the cows this year have been extraordinarily healthy. I'm knocking on wood.
So how do they, what's
good feed, and they're the cold weather, they really thrive in cold weather as long as it's not wet. So I'm looking at them, they all are big and healthy looking. But this is a little, sometimes some of the smaller cows, the first time heifers, they get bred when they're 16, 17 months old. I usually scale them and rate them on the size and age that they are, because any time after six, some guys even they breed calves at or heifers at 14 months. I don't like that. I like them to give birth around 2 years, maybe. It used to even be later than that, but 16, 17, 18 months is a good time to breed them for the first time. So this heifer was small, but she was older. This came from a small mother, and she was a small cow, nice cow. But in the hierarchy of things here, the way that the cows are fed, the way they stand in the feedlot, in this circumstance, I think it's about 74, 75 cows out there now. And it isn't that they fight for the food, but some of them, when they're in, the bossier cows will push the smaller cows around. So in this instance, as near as I can tell, the cow was knocked around and hurt her neck so that she couldn't then, she got out of the lockup, because they don't really get locked up. It's just it's like a head harness where we put the hay and the feed through. And so she apparently wasn't noticed in time. It may have happened at night. And so she sort of went down, wasn't eating. And by the time, you know, she was seen, she was gonzo, or close to being gone. Mm. But the cows have such an interesting community. That's what I was just saying to Roberta. They stood around, they watch, and they sort of hold their own wake. It really is the social setting or mores for animals like this, the animal kingdom in general, is really very interesting. I've noticed it with dogs too. When it comes to a dog that dies, have you ever noticed that? If you've ever had two or three or four dogs and one of them die, what the other dogs around do? The cows do pretty much the same thing. It's like they've honored the memory, or they're honoring this cow by just standing around or protecting her, in a sense.
You sure they're not standing there looking at her going, get up?
No,
what
I
are you doing?
That, Richie, but that's an interesting thought. I hadn't thought about it that way. But, you know, it really is. The cultural standards are mores. So I'm just sort
so
of
let me get this straight. But it was the cows who basically hurt her.
Well, they knew it purposely, but yeah, I mean, right. That's the way. And they're aggressively trying to get at their food. And the bigger, some of these cows are a lot bigger than I've...
they don't realize.
No, they don't. They're not thinking about it that way. They think about themselves. Not unlike what human beings do. Think about themselves first, all right? Survival of the fittest, that kind of stuff.
Me so first.
Cute. A nice, cute cow. It's 11 before the hour on Good Day.
Yes, it is.
This year, Guitar Center turns 50. 50! From the British Invasion to Britpunk, hair metal to hip-hop, Guitar Center has been there, helping all musicians feel the greatest feeling on earth. And to celebrate, this weekend they have 50 amazing special anniversary deals for $50 or less. Like a $120 Pearl snare drum, now just $50. Or turn your iPhone into a full-blown workstation with an iRig MIDI interface for iOS devices, also just $50. Get these deals and tons more at Guitar Center this weekend only, Thursday through Sunday.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Lager. Boston Lager.
All right, so Bob's in El Paso listening to Good Day. We were talking about the cheating scandal with the Air Force officers. How do they cheat, Bob?
You have a senior officer and a junior officer. Each one tests the other, and each one of you has the answers to the other guy's test. So you test me, and I grade your paper. Then I test you, and I grade your paper.
What's the sense of that? Who came up with that genius scheme?
The United States government.
Wow, man. All right, thanks for the input. Doug's in Melbourne, WMEL. What do you think, Doug?
Well, it's about the kids having their lunch thrown away because it was contaminated. Years ago, I worked for a frozen food outfit in Hawaii, and I was delivering shrimp to the airport kitchen for the airline, and they were throwing away all of the food that was on the plane when it landed. And I said, what are you doing? Why are you throwing it away? We have a law that states if a plane goes up in the air over water, the food aboard the ship or plane is contaminated.
Amazing, isn't it, huh? 51 after, thanks for the calls.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
After the hour on the Doug Good Day program, this is a Blondie from the movie American Gigolo. Richard Gere, I think this was a starring mechanism, wasn't it, for him, Chucker?
That was one of them. I mean, I think Officer and a Gentleman really elevated.
Yeah, I got it going right. Song's called Call Me. Movie music gets us started with movie moments here on Good Day. By the way, this song and the movie American Gigolo, number one during this week in 1980. Goes back that far. Wow.
Doesn't happen anymore, does it, Chuck? When's the last time there was a number one song that came from a movie?
It's been a while. I think that sort of trend died after the 80s.
Once in a while, a James Bond movie, you get that with a James Bond movie.
Yeah, you get it once in a while. But they always had that end. Well, you know what? I think the last one probably was a song I know you don't like, but the Celine Dion's ending song for Titanic.
Yeah.
I think the Adele song from James Bond, Skyfall, did very well.
Yeah.
But overall, that trend is not nearly what it was in the 70s.
Because they don't want to pay to score the films, it's easier to pay the rights to use music that's already been recorded. So a lot of the movies have older songs in them. I think you hear that a lot.
If you watch American Hustle, that had a lot of songs from the 70s.
They still do it for animated films, though.
What, new
movie? One of the Grammy winners was from the movie Frozen.
Yeah.
So they still do it for the animated.
I miss the trend. I always miss when the closing credits and you had that really cool song at the end. Like a lot of the Eastwood films, Dirty Harry movies always had that.
Yeah.
All right. Time for us to get into our contest. Hopefully you folks will do better today figuring this movie out than you did yesterday. I was really shocked.
Nobody knew Gene Hackman.
And that movie that he was in, the Superman movie. Yeah. All right. 888-302-3684, phone number to call. If you have the identity of this movie, we're going to play you three audio pieces from the soundtrack of the movie. You can figure it out. You can win the prize. And if you haven't won before in movie moments, that makes it even better. Here we go with the first cut from a movie that was number one during this week in 1996.
Coming through official police business. I want you to step lively. Do not make me abuse my power.
All right, I know who it is.
888-302-3684. You get it, Chucker?
No, I don't.
All right, next clip.
Guy's dead, right?
I don't know who. I don't recognize. Yeah. I don't know the movie, frankly.
He is Kenny.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Time to go home now, little doggies. Nothing for you in this truck. No food. Dog, I want you to go home.
Get off my bumper! Come on!
That guy's dead?
That guy's dead.
Huh.
I don't know the movie, though. I know the guy.
Last clip.
Hell, every guy's got his dream, am I right? Between you, me, and the wall, I had a doozy myself last night. Get this.
That Belushi?
A corn-fed harvest mouse, a hooker, a nun, a Flemish peasant woman, whips chains, whistles yo-yos, a circus midget, my grandmother riding by on a bicycle, give me the finger, and a duck.
Belushi is a great guest because this guy pretty much lived the exact same life. Right. Just didn't have quite the fame and popularity that he did.
All right. Figure out the name of the movie. You win the prize. 888-302-3684. Chucker gives us a rundown of the new movies this weekend in a moment on Good Day.
If you've got a pre-owned GM vehicle, you test drove it, right? And if your car is OnStar, why not test drive it too? Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. You'll get help in a crash, turn-by-turn directions, roadside assistance, and monthly diagnostic checks, all at no cost or obligation. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped pre-owned and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
All right, Chucker, what do we have to look forward to at the movies this weekend?
I don't know if it's to look forward is the right word. It's Super Bowl weekend, so two new films open up, not really high profile. A family drama titled Labor Day with Josh Brolin and Kate Winslet, and a comedy titled That Awkward Moment with actor Zac Efron. Some movie news, well, not movie news, some of the trailers we're going to see during the Super Bowl, in which studios will pay $4 million for a 30-second spot. Captain America, Winter Soldier, Draft Day, which is a football film starring Kevin Costner, Transformers 4, The Amazing Spider-Man 2, and Darren Aronofsky's biblical epic Noah with Russell Crowe. That film opens in March. I got a feeling that's going to be a very big movie.
You know what also looks good is The Monument Men. That looks like
a pretty good movie.
That opens next Friday. Although I read the advance reviews, some people like it, some people don't like it at all.
It's got Damon in it. It has Clooney in it, so it's bulletproof.
John Goodman.
You'll pardon the pun. It's bulletproof. Okay, so 2 days in a row we get a zero.
But this one you understand.
Yeah, I do, because Chris Farley, nobody knows who he is, and nobody cared when he was alive.
He's not Gene Hackman.
Black Sheep.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I ate a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.